Getting closer to a farm bill. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. There could be more movement coming this week for the nation's farm policy by Congress. The current farm bill is scheduled to expire later this year, and farmers here in Tennessee and across the country are hopeful that the House and Senate will continue to show their support for maintaining our food security and fuel and fiber production for all Americans. Michael Clements has more.
It's another step forward for the Farm Bill, moving out of the Senate Agriculture Committee. Andrew Walmsley, American Farm Bureau Federation Congressional Relations Director, says the committee's bipartisan work is propelling the bill forward.
We saw that bipartisanship continue during markup. The bill moved out of committee on a 20-1 vote, so a very strong vote when you look at the current environment in Capitol Hill. So we're encouraged going forward of seeing a Farm Bill move.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell joined the committee during markup and offered a clear timeline for the bill.
He plans to bring the Senate Farm Bill to the floor before the 4th of July recess. We could see as soon as next week, although that's probably not likely with the quick turnaround and all the mechanics that take place of updating a bill with amendments and technical corrections. We could see the bill the week of June 25th, and that's what we're gearing up for.
Walmsley says the action by the Senate and potential movement of the House Farm Bill are encouraging.
Farmers and ranchers, with all the uncertainty that's out there, they should be encouraged with the movement in both the House and Senate. Speaker Ryan indicated that there will be a couple of votes on immigration bills. That was the parameter for having a revote on the House Farm Bill. So definitely encouraging signs, plenty of time to get a Farm Bill out of both chambers and into conference before current law expires later this year.
Michael Clements, Washington.
Now, the Tennessee and American Farm Bureaus are urging members of Congress to pass the Farm Bill now, especially as farmers are seeing low commodity prices, rising interest rates, and an uncertain future for exports. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.